You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. A survey out this morning shows small business owners rank California near the bottom of a nationwide survey looking to determine which cities and states offer the most business-friendly environments. More than 12,000 business owners participated, making it the largest of its kind. John Lieber is the chief economist with Thumbtack.com, the company that helped compile the numbers, and joins us on the KCBX Newsline right now. Welcome, John.
How you doing? Great to be here.
Yeah, California received a grade of F for its friendliness towards small businesses, one of the worst grades in the country. How was that determined?
So what we did is that we surveyed business users of the Thumbtack website, and we asked them a range of questions about what it was like doing business in their environment. We then took those grades and graded nearly every state in the country along a variety of different metrics. And what we were trying to do is learn from the businesses themselves what they thought made for a friendly environment, or in California's case, an unfriendly environment.
So 52% of California's small businesses said they paid the right share of taxes, and that's in line with the national average. That came as a surprise to me, because it seems like whenever California comes up in the mix of how business-friendly it is, taxes are always the main thing that people point out. But in this case, that didn't seem to be true.
Yeah, so I think there's probably two things going on there. One is that the businesses who are in our sample tend to be smaller, and so therefore may not face some of the higher tax burdens that sort of larger businesses, more formally incorporated businesses might face in California. And two, the other factor that's important here is the complexity of complying with the tax code for these guys. So a lot of these guys said that while they didn't think they paid, you know, too much in taxes, California received a D for the friendliness of its tax code, meaning that a tax code is hard to understand, is difficult to comply with, and puts a lot of burdens on business owners in terms of trying to make sure that they're following the rules and paying all the right taxes.
I noticed that several of the California cities that rank low on the survey, San Jose, Santa Rosa, are also doing better than the state average, in many cases better than the national average when it comes to employment. So a low ranking doesn't necessarily correspond to the economy of a given region.
Yeah, that's right. So places like the Bay Area, just to take an example, where the economy is actually quite strong, businesses are actually fairly optimistic about the future and recognize that the economy is doing well, business is doing well. But for them, they find that one of the biggest hurdles in their way is the friendliness of their local governments. So while they're not having a hard time finding clients or building up businesses, the government's putting hurdles in front of them that do make it the business environment more challenging for them.
The survey asks the business owners to determine how friendly the state is regarding environmental regulations, and California, as you may imagine, did not do well in this category. There are likely many people in the state, however, possibly the majority, who would find this as a victory, not a negative.
Well, I think that one of the lessons that we take away from the survey is not that the small business owners that we talk to want no regulations. They don't want just a Wild West kind of free market. What they want to see are regulations that are easy to comply with and easy to understand. What they really want are smart regulations that make sense. So while the environmental regulations in California can help protect the environment, sometimes they can also be a pretty big burden on the businesses who are asked to comply with them. So what we're recommending to states is that they try to find a balance between, you know, things like protecting the environment, protecting workers, protecting health and safety, while doing it in a way that's easy to understand, consistently enforced, and easy to comply with.
John Lieber, the chief economist with Thumbtack.com, the company that helped compile all these numbers, thanks so much for joining us today on KCBX.
Great, thank you.
And you're listening to KCBX. I'm Randall White.